it's not only emergencies. You know, there's people having babies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And babies don't want to wait. In fact, our OB unit has been really busy during this time. And so we have worked hard to make sure that OB stays what we call in healthcare a clean unit, you know, that our nurses are dedicated to that unit and that we don't have any cross exposure even possible in that way. That has been interesting. I mean, that does make things more difficult. Interesting point that you bring up, and one that all of healthcare is concerned about. Volume nationally is down in hospitals. Obviously, the COVID-affected areas, it's up. But the areas that are not experiencing those hot spots and big influx of patients, their volume is, it's down. And it's because we're not doing surgeries. We're not, people aren't coming out unless they feel very sick. And the concern nationally is that once we have peaked, we're going to have an influx of patients that are patients who normally would have come to the hospital and sought treatment, but they're trying to manage their symptoms at home. So you're just your chronic condition patients. We're also prepared to take care of them in the few weeks when this kind of passes and they realize that their symptoms, you know, that they need to come in. So we're prepared for that influx as well.